the world, we can observe and be touched by acts of kindness. People from all walks of life, faiths and cultures extend themselves beyond the call of duty to help others unconditionally. Through their noble deeds, humanity as a whole is elevated. To commend these virtuous actions and encourage more people to be inspired by their examples, Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly created a series of awards, including the Shining World Leadership Award, Shining World Compassion Award, Shining World Hero and Heroine Awards, Shining World Honesty Award, and the Shining World Invention Award, to recognize some of the most exemplary, generous, caring, and courageous people who walk amongst us. Today we celebrate the wisdom and loyalty of Jeanne Marc, a true brown equine beauty who saved his caregiver's life during a horrific wildfire in southern Australia earlier this year. On the frightening night of February 7, 2009, remembered in Australia as Black Saturday, a deadly wildfire spread across the mountains in Gippsland and eventually arrived at Mr. Anthony Sexton's 11-hectare property in the foothills of the Strzelecki Ranges, near Cunnulla in Victoria State.
The fire was up in the mountains and then the cool change come in and that's when the denial went to panic. The brother got the Harley out, he wasn't leaving without me, I wasn't leaving without the horse. Started walking down the road, then got into a bit of a run and then the fires caught us. Everything was getting fierce, there was embers all over the place, trees were exploding. The fire was catching us, and as I'm sort of running out, he was just running beside me. It was just eye-to-eye contact of just sort of absolute trust that everything was going to be all right.
And what about the wind? How fast was that going?
It had to be up around the 120, 130. It was the worst wind that I've ever seen. It was sort of the fire mixed amongst the wind. Yeah. And the more wind, the more the fire got up, and then the fire makes its own storm, so it just got worse and worse. It was not nice.
As the flames were particularly intense, they quickly closed in on Anthony and Jeanne Marc.
The fire went across the road there, and then the fire started coming down the mountain. It was a whole thing where we got caught by the fire. We turned around to go back.
But the pair found more flames coming down the hill on both sides of the road, plus a rising mass of flame from the opposite end. And within moments, Mr. Sexton and Jeanne Marc were stranded between two walls of fire with only some 40 metres between the infernos.
And that's when sort of knew that we're in trouble. Yes. It was actually the first time that I've ever given up in life, and I grabbed him by the halter and just said to his eye that we're going to die.
The two were stranded at the top of a hill near a guardrail, but Jeanne Marc refused to surrender to the situation.
And the next thing, I'm over the guardrail. He pushed me over and was basically under the thoughts, well, you go down there and I'll meet you at home.
Knowing that the water lay below, Jeanne Marc purposely bumped Mr. Sexton, causing him to end up in the Traralgon Creek.
Eventually, when I crawled down the creek, I was laying in the creek, I'm pretty sure about 2 to 3 hours.
With the fire raging all around him, Mr. Sexton kept himself underwater, with only his nose, mouth and eyes exposed, and cleverly covered by a wet hat.
And what was the temperatures like?
The temperatures during the day at that time were up in the low 40s. On the night, with the wind before the fire came, we would have had to been up in the 50s to 60s. I've worked in the 50s before, so it was really hot. And once the flames come in, I was submerged underwater then, and only my hat sort of covering my face.
Mr. Sexton was not alone in seeking safety in the creek from the fire.
I heard something splashing behind me, so I shined the torch and there's a platypus having a swim around. The water was warm, it was very warm.
What are Mr. Sexton's feelings about the life-threatening situation he experienced?
I think I was definitely blessed. because I had no burns, I had no injuries, and I was caught in the fire front. So, yeah, I'm definitely looked after in some way.
We'll return soon with more of best friends Jeune Ma and Anthony Sexton's inspiring story. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to this edition of the Shining World Hero Award series on Animal World, our co-inhabitants. We are honouring Jeune Marc, a horse who rescued his human companion, Anthony Sexton, from mortal danger during the wildfires in Victoria, Australia this past February. We now continue with the story of how Anthony Sexton was saved from the inferno. After the fires became less intense, Anthony came out of the creek and began looking for Jeune Marc.
About 9:30, 10 o'clock, I crawled out of the creek to sort of make sure that I could walk through the paddock, walked up the embankment, across the creek again through another paddock, got up onto the road and was calling out for Jeune the whole time, and he finally heard me and he neighed, and that was the heart-wrenching time that he was still alive, he was safe and he was back at home. So it was really good. I was over the moon.
What state was Jeune Marc in when Mr. Sexton found him?
He ran through the flames for about 400 metres to get back home, and I found him in the front yard, just looking at the house burning. He was unhappy, very sad. His eyes were closing up. He was so sore and panicky, and he just kept pacing up and down, up and down. So I went and got a bucket of water for him, and just watching the burn blisters just grow on his mouth and around his nose and that, and that was heart-wrenching. So I just slept under the tree on that night so that I was near him the whole time and we weren't going to be separated. I wasn't leaving him again.
For 2.5 months after the fire, Jeune was tenderly cared for and rehabilitated by Mr. Sexton.
Every day he gets fed. He was getting fed twice a day there for probably the first month. And yeah, just the cream put on him, the blankets put on him, just looking after him to keep him happy and healthy.
In recognition of Jeune Marc's bravery and loyalty to his human companion, Supreme Master Ching Hai lovingly granted him the Shining World Hero Award. Here is an excerpt from the heartfelt letter she sent to Jeune Marc.
This award is presented in recognition of the loving faithfulness and remarkable intelligence you showed in saving the life of your close friend and caretaker, Anthony Sexton, during Victoria's recent bushfire tragedies, thereby giving us all a wonderful example of God's precious gift to humankind, the animals. Fleeing your rural property with Anthony, you were confronted by a wall of flames with nowhere to run. Death looked certain, and Anthony was resigned to this fate. You, however, had other ideas. In a remarkable show of quick thinking and intuitive action, you knocked Anthony over a guardrail and sent him tumbling down into Traralgon Creek. There he lay for 2 hours as the inferno burned around him. You both miraculously survived this ordeal, but only thanks to your divinely gifted horse sense. For compassionate devotion to your human friend, for your astute understanding of how best to protect him, and for showing us the true depth of emotion, empathy, and nobility of our equine companions, we hereby honour and celebrate the heroic deeds of Jeune Marc, valiant steed and brave-hearted champion. With best wishes and love, Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much. That's beautiful. Okay.
On Jeune Marc's behalf, Mr. Sexton was presented with a crystal award plaque with the following inscription. From Supreme Master Ching Hai for Jeune Marc, valiant steed and brave-hearted champion. In recognition of heroic action, outstanding loyalty and life-saving assistance, providing a shining example of the wondrous courage and nobility of our equine companions. With compliments and gratitude for your astute intelligence and loving faithfulness, presented by the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association.
That's gorgeous. That's beautiful. Thank you.
Supreme Master Ching Hai also kindly gave $1,000 to Jeune Marc, which Mr. Sexton accepted on his behalf. Anthony Sexton and Jeune Marc also received a selection of Supreme Master Ching Hai's DVDs, including Face Life with Courage, and The Real Heroes, along with her book The Realization of Health, and the number one international bestsellers The Birds in My Life, The Dogs in My Life, and The Noble Wild.
Thank you very much.
And besides that, we've also got some carrots and apples here.
We'll love them.
For Jean-Marc.
Thank you.
Okay.
We rejoice in the exemplary courage, friendship and sacrifice Jean-Marc showed in rescuing Anthony Sexton from danger. May the brave equine be blessed with many more peaceful days of grazing in sweet pastures. Caring viewers, we have enjoyed your company on this edition of the Shining World Hero Award series on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television. May we love and respect all of our animal friends.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.